Today's daf is Mi'ilo daf Yud Beis, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Tzara Aliza, and a Zchus Refuah Shalema for Moshe ben Esther Adul Lipa. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss halachos regarding Mi'ilo. Zok the Mishnah, Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, the ashes that were on the Mizbeach HaPnimi after the Ketores was brought. So the Ketores wasn't brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that was the Mizbeach that had the ramp, but rather it was brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which was in the Heichal. After the Ketores was brought, there were ashes. Says the Mishnah, the Dishun, the ashes of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the HaMenorah, and the ashes that were remaining in the Menorah after the candles of the menorah extinguished, loy nenim, you're not allowed to have anah from them midirabonim, v'loy mo'ilim, but at the same time, there's no isimilim midiraisa. Hamakdish dishun betchila mo'ilim bo. So even though the Mishnah says that there's no mi'ila on the deshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and on the deshen of the menorah, if somebody, however, would take deshen and he would be makdish it, the halach is, there would be an isimilim. Tosis has another pshat, a more complicated pshat, what that Mishnah means, but the simplest pshat in that line of the Mishnah is that if somebody has ashes and he's makdish it, the halacha is, of course, there's going to be an isim me'ilo. Toirin shlo yigiyas manim, ubnei yoyno she'ovar zmanim, loy nehenev loy moylam. So we know that in the event that somebody was bringing a carbon, and the carbon was going to be an oif, it was going to be a bird, so there were only two birds that were kosher to be brought as a carbon, either toirin or bnei yoyno. Now, toirin had to be older, Bnei Yoina had to be younger. The Gemara Masechtas Chulin Daf Chav Beis from all places discusses this halach in great detail and brings the makar how you know that the Torin Dafka had to be older and the Bnei Yoina Dafka had to be younger. But the bottom line is, says the Mishnah, what happens if somebody was Makdish, a bird, but they were Torin that are not old enough? They're supposed to be older, but it was Lohi Giyaz Manim. Or Bnei Yoina, which are supposed to be younger, Shavar Zmanim. They're already too old, says the Mishnah, Loi Nehenim. And I'll have Hanah from these birds midirabanan, but at the same time, there is no iser mi'ila midda'ay raisa. Zok the Gemara. Now, usually, when you have a Mishnah and then a Gemara, so the Gemara is coming to explain and comment be mefarish the Mishnah that we just learned. That's Talmud Bavli 101. Stating that, we're learning Masechtas Mi'ila, and there's a lot of shinuyim in Masechtas Mi'ila. Here's a classic, and that is the Gemara is going to discuss, not the Mishnah that we just learned, but rather something that's related, loosely related to the Mishnah that we just learned. The Mefarshim say that this Gemara would seem to really belong in Masechtas Tamid, which is where the Mishnah that this Gemara is coming to explain really is. So the Mishnah mentioned the halacha of the Dishun of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Deshen of the Menorah. So what was done with that Deshen? So we know that there was a mitzvah in the Torah. It's mentioned in the beginning of Parashat Tzav. Every single morning, the first avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash was the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. So a kohen would go on top of the Mizbeach HaChisayin, and that's where all the karbanos were brought the previous day. We know the Haktarah was done during the course of the night. And the kohen, the first thing in the morning, would go to the ashes that were remaining from all the burning that was done that previous night. He would take a little bit of the deshen, walk down the ramp, the Samay Eitzalam Mizbeach, to the eastern side of the Kevesh, that's where he would put the Deshen. The rest of the Deshen, meaning the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen, was just done with a little bit of Deshen. What about all the other Deshen? So there was a Tapuach. There was a big hump of ashes that was on the Mizbeach itself. He would remove the ashes that had burnt the previous night and put it in the Tapuach. And every now and again, they would take all the ashes of the Tapuach and they would take it al chutz l'machana, like the Pasuk speaks out in detail in the beginning of Parshas Tzav. But either way, so we're familiar with the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. These are psukim that are spelled out very, very clearly in the Torah. Stating that, the Chazal Darshan, that in addition to the Deshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzon having a din to be put Eitzel HaMizbeach, there was other Deshen that was supposed to be put there as well. The Deshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi that was remaining after the Ketores was brought, and the Deshen that was in the Menorah were also supposed to be put Eitzel HaMizbeach. And it's that halacha that this Gemara is discussing. Bishlam is be'ech achitzon. Bishlam is the dashen is be'ech achitzon. We know there's a mitzvah of chumas hadashen, and we know what you're supposed to do with the chumas hadashen. Dichsiv be, because the pasuk says v'samoy etzel hamizbeach. It's very clear what you're supposed to do with it. Mizbeach apnimi minalon. However, how do you know that the dashen of the mizbeach apnimi was also supposed to be next to the mizbeach again? The Mishnah didn't say anything about the dashen of the mizbeach apnimi having a din to go where the dashen of the mizbeach achitzon was. The Mishnah mentioned the halacha regarding the dashen of the mizbeach apnimi as it relates to the Me'ila, which is the Mesechta that we're learning, stating that this is the emes, that the Deshen of Mizbech HaPnimi and the Deshen of Menorah was supposed to be put Eitzel HaMizbech, and the Gemara over here, Mesechta's Me'ila, Daf Yudei Zaman Aleph, wonders what the Mekor is to that. Amar Rabbi Elazar Amakra, it's learned out from the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Parashas Vayikra, the Heser es Murasoi Binoitzasa. The end of the pasuk is V'hishlecha Yitzel Eitzel HaMizbech Kedma El Mekor Madeshen. So the Pasuk over there is discussing the Oyla Sa'if. So an oif could be either a chatas oif and oilas an oif. Chatas oif was unique. It was the only carbon that was 100% nachal l'kayanim. So there was no chelik of the chatas oif that went on the mizbeach. The oila is like all oilas. It's kulay kalal. It went completely on the mizbeach. Stating that, the Torah says that if the oif is the oila, then you have to remove some of its innards before you put the oif on the mizbeach. The heser es murasoi b'noitzasa. You have to take the murah and the noitza. That has to be removed. And only afterwards, whatever's left, you're supposed to burn on the mizbech. So what do you do with the murah and the noitza? Says the pasuk, the heser es muratzai binoitzasa, the hishlich oisa etzel hamizbech kedma el mekoy madashen. This is a pasuk in the Torah. You're supposed to put it exactly where the chumas hadashen was put. So the chumas hadashen was put etzel hamizbech, that's where you're supposed to put this. But the Gemara asks, why did the Torah have to say the hishlich oisa etzel hamizbech kedma el mekoy madashen? We know that kedma etzel hamizbech is the mekoy madashen. How do you know that? You know that the parish is sad. So, Frank the Gemara, why does the Torah, when it tells me he's supposed to take the Maran, the Noitzos, and put it, Eitzel HaMizbeach, the Torah mentions that it's the Makom HaDeshen? Don't we know it's the Makom HaDeshen? Now, really, in Vayikra Perek Aleph, we don't know yet, but we're going to know. It's a parish is sad. The Torah says that there's a mitzvah of Chumas HaDeshen, and what do you do with the Chumas HaDeshen? Vasame, Eitzel HaMizbeach. So, Frank the Gemara, why does the Torah here in Parashas Vayikra need to speak so clearly and say the Hishle Chaisa, Eitzel HaMizbeach, Kaid Mel Makom HaDeshen? Says the Gemara. It's an extra word. And the Torah is probably coming to tell me that there's other deshen that was supposed to be put Eitzel HaMizbeach. Not the deshen of Mizbeach HaChitzoin, that's Mefurish and Parashat Sav, but the deshen of Mizbeach HaPnimi was also supposed to be put there as well. Frank the Gemara, Emi Idi V'Idi Mizbeach HaChitzoin. How do you know that? Maybe you're right. Maybe this is an extra pasuk. And this pasuk is coming to teach me something that we wouldn't know from Parashat Sav. But not that it's coming to teach me that the deshen of Mizbeach HaPnimi was supposed to be Eitzel HaMizbeach, but rather, maybe it's coming to teach me exactly where next to the Mizbeach the Chumas HaDeshen was supposed to be put. Because the truth is that if you look in Parshas Sav, where the Torah talks about the mitzvah of Chumas HaDeshen, so the Torah over there doesn't say clearly where next to the Mizbeach the Deshen was supposed to be put. All it says is V'sama Yetzel HaMizbeach. Here the Torah is a little bit more clear. V'hishlech oisa Yetzel HaMizbeach Kedma El Mekoy Madashen. So afraid the Gemara, maybe the reason the Torah singled out Kedma El Mekoy Madashen is to tell me Kedma, but not to teach me that even the Deshen of Mizbeach HaMizbeach HaMizbeach was supposed to be put there as well. But the Gemara says, again, Imkein Leimakra Eitzel HaMizbeach Kedma. What the Torah could have just said was Eitzel HaMizbeach, and of course, Kedma. And I would have learned, says the Mefarish, Gzereshava Eitzel. It says here, Eitzel HaMizbeach Kedma. And it says, Devesome Eitzel HaMizbeach. So just like here, it's Kedma. There too, it's Kedma. My Hadoshen. Why did the Torah have to say again, I'm going to come Hadoshen? Dafilu Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the reason the Torah chazered over, Vehishal Choyse Eitzel HaMizbeach Kedma El Mekoyim Hadoshen. Don't we know that Kedma Eitzel HaMizbeach is the Mekoyim Hadoshen? To teach me, it's not only the Mekoyim Hadoshen for what's Mefurish and Parashat Sav, which is the Chumas HaDeshen of Mizbeach HaChitzon, and it's also the Mekoyim HaDeshen for the Deshen of the Mizbeach. It says the Menorah Minol. Okay, head about the Menorah. We marba two additional Deshens that are supposed to be there. The Deshen of Menorah as well, says the Gemara, Doshen HaDoshen Doshen. In other words, it doesn't just say El Mekoyim Doshen, rather it says El Mekoyim HaDoshen. The Hey is Le Rabbis. So now we're going to be marba one Deshen, we're going to be marba two Deshens. One is the deshen of the mizbech haplimi, that's the deshen of the ketores. And number two, we're also being marba the deshen of the menorah. So either way, we're all familiar with the mitzvah of shumas hadeshen. Torah talks about it in the beginning of Parsha Sav. The pasuk says very clearly, v'lovash hakoye midoy vad u'michnes evad yilbosh ha'besorei v'hirimes hadeshen asher toichal lo isha so'oylo ala mizbech v'somei etz ala mizbech. That pasuk's talking about the deshen that was on the mizbech ha'oylo. That's talking about the deshen that was on the mizbech ha'chitza. The pasuk's talking about the korban oylo. So it's Torah ha'oylo. Psukim that we're all familiar with in the beginning of Parsha Sav. So there's a mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen that was supposed to be done with the Deshen that was remaining after all the Haktaris that were done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. In today's daf, we learned the Chiddush. We learned that not only was there a mitzvah to take Deshen from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Soma Yetzal Mizbeach, but there was other Deshen that was put there as well. The Deshen of the Mizbeach HaPnini that was remaining after the Ketaris was brought, the Deshen of the Menorah that was remaining after the Ish of the Menorah extinguished. Additionally, and this is a pasuk in the Torah, the innards of the Oyla Sa'oif, which was not allowed to be put on the Mizbeach. What do you do with that? The Heser es Murasai bin Oitzas. Again, it's a pasuk. The Hishlich Oysa Eitzel HaMizbeach Kedma El Mekoyim Hadashen. It's interesting that if you take a look at Rashi in Parshas Vayikra, on that pasuk regarding the Oyla Sa'oif, the Heser es Murasai bin Oitzas. So Rashi says that they would take the Murah and the Noitzah and they would put it in that area. Zok Rashi. Mokim shenoisne sham chumas hadeshen b'chol boiker v'dishun mizbeach hapnimi u'menorah. So there were a lot of things in that little area next to the Mizbeach. You had the innards of the Oilas Ha'oif. You had the Chumas HaDeshen of Chol Boiker. That's the mitzvah of Chumas HaDeshen of Parashat Sav. Then you had the Deshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And you also had the Deshen of Menorah. And Rashi says, V'kulam nivlam sham b'mkoyim. So what happened to all this? It would all get swallowed. It was absorbed into the ground of the Mizbeach. It was a miracle. B'derech HaTeva, this shouldn't have happened. But al derech nes, all of these things got absorbed. The truth is that this Rashi is in the Furush Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtis Yuma Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph. The context over there is the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Ovis. Asorah Nisim Nasu Beveis HaMikdash. And the Gemara lists the 10 miracles, and then the Gemara fires away. The Gemara asks Kashas, that wasn't only 10. What about this miracle? What about that miracle? Zok the Gemara, V'omer Abaya, wasn't there another Nes that's not mentioned in that Mishnah? Abaye said, Murah, v'noitza, v'dishun mizbeach apnimi, v'dishun ha-menorah, nivlam b'mkoyman. So afraid the Gemara, how come it's not mentioned in the Mishnah of the Asorah Nisa? But al-Koponim, this that Rashi says, that what happened to all that deshen, and the Murah and the Noitza was all absorbed, it was swallowed in the Ritzpah Sa'azara, zok, it's really Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara Yuma. But the truth is, if you look at Rashi carefully, Rashi adds one thing that's not Mefurish in the Gemara. When Rashi brings this Chazal, so Rashi says, what was Nivla in the Ritzpah Sa'azara? Zok Rashi, Mokam Shinoisna Sham Trumas Hadeshen B'chol Boiker, V'dishum Esbeach HaPnimi B'Amenoira, V'Kulam. What's Kulam going back on? It's going back on what the pasuk's talking about. That's the Heser es Murasa bin Oitzasa. It's talking about Makam Shenoisen Sham Chumas Hadeshen B'chol Boiker, the Chumas Hadeshen. It's talking about the Deshen of Mizbeach HaPnimi, and it's talking about the Deshen of Menorah. It sounds like from Rashi, everything that was put there was Nivel B'mkoyimai. What's the Lashon HaGemara? Amar Abaye, Murah bin Oitzasa, V'dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi, V'dishun HaMenorah. The Gemara doesn't mention the Chumas HaDeshen. And Tosfos already makes the deal. Tosfos says that it's mashma from the Gemara that it was Dafka the Murah and the Noitza, the Deshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Deshen of the Menorah that was Nivla B'mkoymai. But the Chumas HaDeshen itself was not Nivla B'mkoymai. And he brings Pirish HaRav Piras, the Hu Adin Dishu Mizbeach HaChitza, and the Ein Nirul Rabbeinu Tam. The Minolei HaSvara, Kimit Loi Choshev, Le Bahadi Hanach. The truth is, it's not only Rav Piras, but it's also Rashi. It's a Rashi in Chumash. Rashi says Mefurish that it was the Trumas HaDeshen as well. So either way, there were a lot of things that were put Eitzel HaMizbeach stating that it could be there was still a chilek between the Trumas HaDeshen and all the other Deshens that the Gemara here was just marba into that mitzvah of Vesomai Eitzel HaMizbeach, and that is everything else was Nivla B'mkoymai. As it related to the Trumas HaDeshen, it wasn't Nivla B'mkoymai, it would remain there. Either way, Zok the Mishnah Vayter. So another anomaly in Masechtas Me'ilah that you don't usually find. And that is the previous Mishnah had said, Toirin Shlo Yigiyaz Manim, U'bnei Yoyna She'ovar Zmanim, Loi Nenev Loi Moilim. So if you have a Yoyna or a Tar, so you have birds, that are either too young or too old. So the halacha is loy nehenim. There's an isra anamid rabbanim, but at the same time loy mayalim. There is no isra meila midei raisa. Stating that there's a Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon argues, but usually when you have a machloikis tana kama and Reb Shimon or whoever the other tana is, it's in the same mishnah. If for some reason it's broken up into two mishnayos, so it's interesting. The Gemara interrupted a mishnah to be mefarish a mishnah mesechtes tamid. Reb Shimon oimer toyim shleigias manim. That I disagree, says Reb Shimon, as it relates to toyim shleigias manim, toyim that are not old enough. Moilamem, there's milam edei raisa b'nei yoinu sh'ovar zmanim. However, if the b'nei yoinu already too old, then the halacha is loy nenev loy manim. So where the Tanakhama says that it doesn't matter if it's a tor that's too young or it's a b'nei yoinu that's too old, no milam edei raisa. Reb Shimon's mechalik. Toyim shleigias manim moilam behem. If the tor is too young, there is meila, but if the b'nei yoinu is too old, it's then that there's no meat. Says one, Pishlami Reb Shimon. I understand Reb Shimon Shita. Meaning, what's the machloikis Reb Shimon and the Tana Kama? The machloikis is regarding Toirin Shaloi Higi Azmanim. So you makdish, achata soif, oila soif, and the bird is just simply, it's too young. It's a quote unquote mechusr Azman. It's not old enough. So the question is there Mila Medei Raisa or is there no Mila Medei Raisa? The Tana Kama says there's no Mila Medei Raisa. Reb Shimon says, Mila Mem, there isn't Mila Medei Raisa. I understand Reb Shimon Shita. Kidik Tani Taimo. Like Reb Shimon explained. Now the truth is Reb Shimon never explained this Mishnah. But Reb Shimon has a similar halacha, Me Inyan Le Inyan Ba'isa Inyan. And the Gemara argues that based on that Reb Shimon, we can understand this Reb Shimon as well. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon used to say, "Kol roi lachas man v'ekdishoy betoich zmanoy harehu belois asay ve'im bekaros." So the context over there is vachim daf kuf yud beis. The halachas of ashoichet v'amayla. So if someone shechts a carbon or someone is makriv a carbon b'chutz, the halacha is he's chayiv kar. Stating that there's a very important prerequisite to the halacha of shchutei chutz, and that is the Torah says that why is shchutei chutz so bad? Because al pesach oyel moyed lo heviyoy. And we learn from there, kol roi El Pesach HaYomoyed, you have the parish of Shchutas Chutz and Allah Chutz, but if something's not really loving Pesach HaYomoyed, you don't have the Allah. For that reason, the Chachamim say that if you have a carbon that's Mechus HaZman, it's not old enough yet for it to be brought as a carbon. So for example, it's not 8 days old yet. We know just like mitzvahs mila is when a child turns 8 days old, so a carbon couldn't be born until the animal was 8 days old. So if it's mechus hazman and somebody shechts that animal b'chutz, he's not going to be over this shchutei chutz. Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon says it's true that if somebody would shecht that animal b'chutz, he wouldn't be over the chayv krisus of shchutei chutz. But Reb Shimon was mechadish that there's sometimes an isa shchutei chutz midai raisa, that's only beloisase, not bekaris. That's Reb Shimon's patent in the sugis of Ashoichet Vamayla, that there's this in-between concept in Shchutei Chutz. Reb Shimon says an animal that's mechus hazman, even though it's not roi lovei or pesach hayomoy, but being that it's going to be roi la'achar zman, that's enough to include it in the parash of Shchutei Chutz, not bekaris, but at the very least for eloisase. It says the Gemara, this is Reb Shimon l'shitase. Because whether or not there should be me'ila, should depend on whether this is kachei Hashem. Right now it's mechus hazman. Right now the Torah are not kachei Hashem, but they will be lachazman. So Reb Shimon l'shitasi who says that the fact that something will be roi lachazman is enough to be mechayev isur shkutei chutz holds, that would be enough for it to be considered kachei Hashem as it relates to me'ila. El rabbanon. But as it relates to the rabbanon, Zapashi would say that the Rabbanon are also Lashita Sayo. The Rabbanon hold that there's no Shkutei Chod, so the Rabbanon hold there's no Mila. But that's not what the Gemara says. I ain't Toysvus. The El Rabbanon, Maishnami Mechus Hazman. Why is it different than Mechus Hazman? Because the halacha is, the Rabbanon's Lashita, the halacha is that if someone is Makdish an animal, it's Mechus Hazman, and then he is Moil from it, there is Me'ila. So the Gemara's question is that you can tell me the Chachamim l'shitasai. The problem is, in Mechusr Zman Gufa, we know the Chachamim Shita. And the Chachamim Shita is that if you have an animal that's 4 days old, and you're not allowed to be Moil. So what's the difference between an animal that's a classic Mechusr Zman, where it's just not old enough, and Toirin Shelo Yigi Zman? So the Gemara says in Geshmak Yateretz, Amri, Mechusr Zman, Midi Dehavi Abal Mum. The Bar Pinyin. You want to know why Mechusr Zman, according to the Chachamim, there's Me'ila? You want to know why it's considered Kachei Hashem? Not because it's Roy, it's not Roy. And the fact that it's Roy Lachazman doesn't need the help, because that's the Chachamim L'shita Sayu. The Chachamim Shita is that there's no Shchutei Chutz on a Mechus Hazman because it's not considered Roy Lovei Pesach HaYomoyed. What do you mean? It's going to be Roy? That's Reb Shimon's Chiddush. Chachamim hold the fact that it's Roy Lachazman doesn't make it considered Roy. Why then is there Me'il on a Mechus Hazman? Because what would happen if this animal would develop a mum? So then the Halach is to be able to be paided. You'd sell it, you'd take the money, and the money would go for kachem mizbeach. You could take that money, buy an animal that's not mechus hazman, and that animal would be roi. So even though the animal batzmusoi is not roi right now, it's not kachem Hashem, it's not miyuchadim l'Hashem, like Rashi says in Chumash, but at the same time, if it develops a mum, it could be kachem Hashem.
So that's enough for it to be considered Kotshe Hashem for you to have the halacha me'ilah. Aval, here's the punchline. Hani oifis, kiven de emum poisel ba oifis, ein loifis pinyin. But we know Thomas v'zachris, b'behemav ein Thomas v'zachris ba oifis. And as a result, it's not shayach an oif bam woman halacha. Being that you can't have an oif bam, what about mechusar ever? So the achrenim talk about that, because mechusar ever, the Gemara says, is a problem even by an oif. But as it relates to the basic halacha of mumin, for sure, Thomas v'zachris b'behemav ein Thomas v'zachris b'oifis, being that that's the case, you can never be poida an oif. It's not possible to be poida an oif. Because of the fact that there's no psul mum by an oif, what emanates from that is a tremendous chumra an oifis. And that is a behemah, kdusha saguf, kachim isbeach. You can't be poida, but if it has a mum, you could be poida. But being that oif doesn't have mumin, so you can never be poida. Being they never be poida, so where is it ever negated the me'ilah? It's not kachi hashem. It in of itself is mechus hazman. You could get a mum and I could be poida. It's not true. Not by an oif. So the chachamim sheet is that as relates to mechus hazman, it's considered kachi hashem, not because it's roi. It's not. It's roi lachazman. There's no such thing as roi lachazman. But at the same time, if it would develop a mum, you'd be able to take the money and buy something that could be put on the mezbech. That's enough to give it a din kachi hashem as relates to me'ilah. Being that we're dealing with oifis, by oifis, it's never going to be considered kachay Hashem. So in other words, we have a machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim, Shimon and the Tanakama, where the Torah Shlagiyas Manam, there is Mila, there's no Mila. Shimon says there's Mila, the Chachamim say there's no Mila. The Chachamim say there's no Mila because the Chachamim hold that where's the Mila? The fact that the Torah are going to be Roy Lachazman, that's the Chachamim Lishita Sai and the Sugiz HaShaykh of Amayla, that's not considered Roy Lava Yopasach HaYimayit, it's not considered Kotche Hashem with regards to Me'ila, and as a result, you can't have Me'ila. Maybe it should be considered Kotche Hashem because you can be Poyed it, you can't be Poyed a knife. So being that you can never be Poyed, even a knife Bamum, you can't be Poyed it, because Thomas Vazachas, Thomas Vazachas, so it's never going to be negated the Halachas of Me'ila. What about Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon's masking Thomas Vazachas, Thomas Vazachas, Reb Shimon's masking that you can never be Poyed a knife. And Reb Shimon's mask, you can't look at Torah Shlagiyah's manam as Kachi Hashem because of the tzad pidyon. You can never be poided. Reb Shimon Lishitasa holds by Shaykh of Amayla that if something's roi lachazman, that gives it a chashivus. Just like it gives it a chashivus in the sugis of Shchut Echotz, that at the very least you're going to be considered a Shaykhet Bachotz with regards to the lois, I say, albeit not the chorus. So too, it's going to be enough to consider it Kachi Hashem, and that's why there's going to be me'ila, very gishmak. Omar ula, omar Rab Yoichanan. Kachim Shem Mesu, Yatsu Midei Me'ila Dvar Torah. We saw this already as early as Dav Beis, and that is, Ula said that he heard from the great Rab Yoichanan that if you have Kachim, Vedai, the halacha is no me'ila, Midei Raisa. And you see two things. Number one, there's no me'ila Midei Raisa. Number two, it's only Midei Raisa, there's no me'ila. But Midei Rabbanon, there is going to be me'ila. Pashup Shana, Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is, in fact, the Gemara argued that maybe it's even Pshita. Pashup Shana is that when do you have me'ila? When something is Miyuchad Lashem. But once Kachem dies, what are you supposed to do with it? I mean, that there's nothing to do with it anymore. It's not Miyuchadim Lashem. It's not Kachem Hashem. And it's for that reason, there's not going to be me'ila. Yosef, Ulav, Kamala, Shmaitis, Ulav, Serval, Salach, in the name Rabbi Yochanan. Omali, Rav Chizdos, Rav Chizda said, "Man shamalachu l'rabach rabach. Who's going to listen to you and to your great Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan? What was so bad about what Rabbi Yochanan said? He said the kedusha shebehem lahechan olach. How could it be? How's it possible? You have an animal that has kedusha. It's kodshe Hashem. It's subject to the very chamor laws of meila, and then it dies, and boom, the kedusha is gone." What happened to the Kedusha? Doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yochanan was mechadish such a concept that something can have Kedusha today and then tomorrow it doesn't have Kedusha anymore. Kedusha Shabbat. What happened? It died. That's not a reason for it to lose its Kedusha. Amalei. So Ula told Rav Chizda, really, you have a problem with this? You have such an issue conceptually. What about our Mishnah? The Mishnah said, and what we need now is the second part. Which have to be younger than now, too old to be brought as a carbon. What's the halacha? Can't have an amid rabbanon, but at the same time, there is no issa mila de reis. Why don't you say Kedushin Shabbam Lehechan Olcha? Meaning, don't you see that same concept in the Metzam Rabbi Yechanan's Chiddush? That's a Mishnah. The Mishnah already says that there's an idea that the Bnei Yoina, when they were of age, they had Me'ila. Now that they're too old, they don't have Me'ila anymore. Amalei. So Rav Chizda told Ula, you didn't understand my question. My Dina Lecha De'ikam Me'ila Midrabanan. It's not clear how to explain the exact words that Rav Chizda is telling Gula. But the point is that you didn't understand my question. The kashli, my question was this. Mi'ika midi di mi'ikara loy isbe mi'ila. Ulabasoiv ispe mi'ila. Rav Chisda had no problem with kachim shemesu yotzim ide mi'ila. Aye, what happened to the Kedusha? I hear it's a nice shaila, but it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that bnei yoyna sh'avar zmanam loymoylem behen. So you see that already in the Mishnah. He was bothered with something else. Kachim shemesu yotzim ide mi'ila dvar toyer. We said Rabbi Yechon is saying two things. Number one, there's no milim ade rais, and number two, there's milim ade rabot. But he came to say that it's mashma all kachim shemesu. Rabbi Yechonon wasn't mechalik between kachay kadashim and kachim kalim. And it's mashma that even kachim kalim you have this halacha. Kachim kalim shemesu, yotzim de milo dvar Torah, but there's going to be me'ilam edrabanan. And his kasha was, me'ilam edrabanan, when the kachim kalim are alive, there's no me'ilam. Now they die, there's going to be me'ilam edrabanan. Gishmak kasha. That was his question. His question wasn't, what happened to the kedusha of the Kachim Kadashim when it died? His question, that he understands. His question is just the opposite. How could Kachim Kalim, this is Achrei Mois Kadashim, right? That doesn't mean, the Kachim Kalim wasn't Kachim Hashem. Now it died, all of a sudden it gets Kedusha. He says, Mi ikamidi, de me'ikara loy ispe me'ila. Ulebesayv ispe me'ila. But the Gemara says, V'loy, is that so? V'ikadam. What about dam? De me'ikara lespe me'ila. Ulebesayv ispe me'ila. Now, loch is dam, that's in a klisharis, that's ra'oi, to go on the mizbeach. The kohen didn't do this riki yet, so we know, we just learned this. There's no halachas ha-mi'ila. Stating that, lebesoif, after this rika, the halacha is, there is mila midirabana, the tanan, it's a mishnah. Le'il daf yor aleph. Dam betchila in mayalim ba, yachtza le'nachal kitroin. Mayalim ba, so you see, before this rika, there's no mila. After this rika, there is mila. So you see that this rika somehow gave it a halachic change that now there's going to be Mila Midrabanus. Maybe the same is true for Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kalim, while it's alive, had no Mi'ila. Once it dies, maybe there's Mila Midrabanus. I mean, the Gemara says, Hasam Nami, Ika Mi'ila Mekar. He says, now that's not a good sushta, because the truth is that even though Dam, when it was in the Klisharis, before the Zerika was done by the Kayan, it wasn't in a place where there was Mi'ila, but previously, before the Shechita, and before the Kabbalah and the Hilacha, it was subject to the laws of Me'ilah. The Amar Rav, because Rav said, Hamak is dam, the behemoth kachim. If someone's mak is dam of a behemoth kachim, the halacha is an Isser Me'ilah on the dam. So you see that dam Me'ikara really had an Isser Me'ilah. It was just that when it was in the Klisharis, before the Zerika, it didn't have the halacha Me'ilah. So okay, now, after the Zerika, it's Hadar Dina that it could get the Dina Me'ilah again. But Kachim Kalim never had Me'ilah. You want the Misa to give it Me'ilah, a Zerika could give it Me'ilah. That's Emuri Kachim Kalim Lach Zerika. But the Misa should give it Me'ilah with the Rabbanim, that you don't find. So the Rabbanim maybe will impose a Din Me'ilah on something that didn't have Me'ilah, but as long as it had previously, yeah, had Me'ilah. So Dam started off in a state of Me'ilah, because Halacha's Mak is not Me'ilah's Kachim, there is Me'ilah. Then, once you shechted Kabbalah, Halacha, oh, now there's no Me'ilah. Okay, after the Zerika, the Halacha is going to be Me'ilah with Rabbanan again. But Me'ilah's Kachim Kal never had Me'ilah, so L'chura, that was the Kasha that L'chura was passed, that there should be Halacha Me'ilah. Kufa, Amar Rav, Huna, Amar Rav, Mak is Dam, Me'ilah's Kachim, Asabah, no, Me'ilah, someone's Mak is Dam, Me'ilah's Kachim, the Halacha is, yeah, Me'ilah, Midrabanan, Masr Rab, there's a Me'ilah, Masr Rab, Hamnuna, Chalev Hamukdashim, Ubeitze Torin, Loi Nenim, Veloi Mayalim. So if you have a behemoth, Kachim, that gives milk, that milk, is there Me'ilah on the milk? Or Beitze Torin, so Chatas Oiv, 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 that would Torin, and now they laid eggs. Those eggs, Me'ilah, no Me'ilah, so it's the next Mishnah. Loi Nenim, the Loch is, no Isser. You're not allowed to be Nenim, but at the same time, Loi Mayalim, there's no Isser Me'ilah. What's the Kasha? Why is it different than being makis dam by behemoth kachim? Meaning, why would you say that if someone's makis dam by behemoth kachim moilam by, there's going to be an isa me'ilah? Presumably, because we look at the dam as being part of the behemoth. So if there's an isa me'ilah on the behemoth, dealing with kachi kadashim, there's an isa me'ilah. So you would think that the dam should have me'ilah as well. It's part of the animal. So manavshach, if the dam is part of the animal, then why is the milk not part of the animal? Why are the eggs not part of the animal? The Gemara gives a very obvious answer, and that is Omale Kikomrina Lagabidam, Lemiskamibloidam. You're gonna compare the necessity for an animal to have blood versus milk. You need blood. Ki adam hu anefesh, can't live without blood. Avo cholov, the kamekayim avolei cholov loy, but eggs and cholov, that's not as critical for the animal, obviously. And as a result, it's not considered the goof of the animal. So even though there is me'ilah on the dam, but there is no me'ilah on the chalav, there's no me'ila on the eggs. Masa Ramashar Shia hazevel vehaperesh shebechatzer, fertilizer that comes from the animal, the excrement of the animal, ein enem v'nei mayalim v'iplud meyem v'lishka. So the halach is, you can't be mayal m'dei raisa. Same time, you can't have anah. What did Hektish do with it? What they do with the fertilizer that came out of the animal? So if they wanted to sell it, they sold it, and the money would go to lishka. Meaning, you want the kids on mizbeach. They would buy oilus nadava for times that there were no carbonus being brought on the mizbeach. That's what they would do with the animal. What's the kash? Am I hawking? I mean, let me kind of like perish. An animal needs ferish. If an animal can't go to the bathroom, it's not going to live. So you'd think the ferish is something that's integral for the life of the animal. If that's the case, why don't we look at it as dam? You're telling me dam, hamak is dam, lebehemus kachem asabanoma. This was Rav's chiddush. Because Rav said the animal needs blood. If it needs blood, it's considered the chefs of the animal. If it's the chefs of the animal, there's me'ilah on the animal, there's me'ilah on the blood. Why is it different than fertilizer? That's also something that the animal needs. Amri, the Gemara says, midi iria hadein perish the min alma ka'asile. It's true that an animal has to be able to go to the bathroom and excrete in order for it to be able to live. But at the same time, you can't compare the relationship between the dam to the animal versus the perish. The perish came from somewhere else. Azol ha, yasi achrino. Lafuke dam, the migufu, that's more part of the animal. Tani says, the Gemara, le'nevel le'mayalim, v'dam le'lishka. What did we say you do with the perish? So we said, there's no milim in the rice, so we just clarified that. But what does hektish do with it? Yiplu d'meil le'lishka. They buy oilois nedover for kitz ham nizbech. The Gemara is saying, "Yeah, the Rebbe laws. The number of laws. Come on, Hashem lechachamim kadosh ve'inoy kadosh, which is another way of saying loy nehenin v'loy mayalim. What do you do with it? Dam of yiplu l'lishka. You're supposed to take the money. And you're supposed to buy oilus the kitzam is bech. Zok the mission. The halacha that we just learned. Chaleva mukdashim beitzi toirin loy nehenin v'loy mayalim. But medvarim amurim. When is this true? Bekachim is bech. This is all true. If this animal was kachim is bech." So the animal was kachim mizbech, had a din to go on the mizbech, and now you're milking the animal, or it laid an egg. So the halach is, the milk and the eggs are not subject to mi'ila midai raisa. However, bekachim bedekabayis, if you would have, however, animals that were not kachim mizbech, but kachim bedekabayis, the halach is, hikdish tarnagoylis, if someone's makdish a tarnagoylis, moylam ba ube beitzasa. There's mi'ila with it and with its egg. Chamoira, if someone's makdish a chamoira, even though it's a non-kosher animal, but it could be kodesh, kedushas, bedekabayis, it could be makdish anything, with bedekabayis. Moylam ba ube chalava. The halach is, you're going to have mi'ila in it, and again, bechalava. So even though we're saying that the milk and the eggs are not subject to the laws of mi'ila, that's only when you're handling kachim. But when you're handling kachim bedekabayis over there, that halacha is not going to be true. And the emes is, if you think about it, in Sfar, it's very, very simple, right? Again, let's just chazer over. We know that all hektish could be divided into two groups. There's kachim mizbeach and there's kachim bedekabayis. Kachim mizbeach is when someone's makdish something, the hektish, and he says that I want this to go on the mizbeach. Or, I want you to take this, sell it, and use the proceeds that you receive to buy something that's going to go on the mizbeach. But the use of proceeds are the mizbeach. It can be where the thing itself is going to go on the mizbeach. In that case, it's what's known as kedushas aguf. The thing has intrinsic kedusha. Or it could be where I don't need the thing to go on the mizbeach, but at the same time, its value should end up on the mizbeach. So if someone's makdish a behema, being that the behema itself is roy to go on the mizbeach, so presumably, it's going to end up on the mizbech. Sugi's a masechtes tmura. If someone writes a $180 check and he gives it for kedushas mizbech, he can't take the money and put it on the mizbech. The understanding is, you're going to buy something that's going to go on the mizbech. You're going to buy either a behema, you're going to buy flour, you're going to buy oil, you're going to buy wine. Something where the end result is going to end up on the mizbech. That's what's known as kedushas mizbech. Kachet bedek habayis is where someone's makdish something to act. He says, I don't want it to daf you on the mizbech, but no, I want to help renovate the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be gold, silver, whatever it is. This kachet mizbech, kachet is mishnais, and then the mesach this tmur that discusses chaymer b'kachet mizbech, b'kachet bedek habayis, chaymer b'kachet bedek habayis, mi b'kachet mizbech. So again, you have kedushas mizbech, which could be either kedushas aguf or kedushas domim, and then you have kedushas bedekabayis. What gives kedushas mizbech its kedusha? The fact that it has a din to go on the mizbech. So it's understood, says the Mishnah, that if you have an animal that has kedusha to go on the mizbech, you have a chatos and a keva, now you're milking the chatos. So that milk, being that it doesn't go on the mizbech, it doesn't have the kedushas mizbech. So if it doesn't have the kedushas mizbech, it's not kachay Hashem, and as a result, it's going to be no meila. If, however, it's kachay bedekabayis, so why should the milk be different than the mother? You know, because the milk doesn't go on the mizbeach, the mother is also not supposed to go on the Mizbech. The Makdish had in mind Kachim Betek Abayis. Stam Hekdish is Lebedek Abayis. He didn't have in mind Kachim Mizbech. So mean that he had in mind Lebedek Abayis. So what's the difference between the mother and the milk? And as a result, the milk is the Zelba Kachay Hashem. With the Kachay Hashem Nemtzach, from the fact that it has a din to go on the Mizbeach, so then you have to start being mechalik between the part of the animal that has a din to go on the Mizbeach, the part of the animal that doesn't have a din to go on the Mizbeach. But with the Kedusha and the Kachay Hashem has nothing to do with its din to go on the Mizbeach, it's Kedusha's Bedek Abayis, for example, so what's the difference between the mother and the milk? And that's what the Mishnah says. So look, the Mishnah, when you're dealing with Kachay Mizbeach, so then Chalev HaMukdoshim Ubeitzei Torah and Loimayalim, but that's all Kachay Mizbeach. Kachay Bedek Abayis, what's the difference between the eggs and the mother and the this and the that? Right, the mother could be a non-kosher animal even. So there's no reason that there should be any chilek between the mothers. An obvious question. The Mishnah seems to be mechalek between Kedushas Mizbeach and Kedushas Bedek Abayis. Tainus the Gemara, is that true? L'churu, by Kedushas Mizbeach Ufa, you can argue that sometimes the Cholov and the Beitzim should have Kedusha. When is that? If the Kedushas Mizbeach was the Kedushas Damim type of Kedushas Mizbeach. Meaning, if it's Kedushas HaGuf, okay, so the Cholov doesn't go on the Mizbeach. The Beitzim don't go on the Mizbeach. But if it's Kedushas Damim, the value, see, anyways, not putting the mother on the Mizbeach. You're selling it, rather the proceeds, instead of going to Bedek Abayis, they're going to the Mizbeach. So what should be the difference between the mother and the child? Zok Tegemar, Ela Gabi Mizbeach, Ki Akdash Kedushas Damim, Lo Yispa Mi'ilo? Why not? Bit Mi'o? What's the difference between Kedushas Mizbeach, Kedushas Damim, and Kedushas Bedek Abayis? Amra Papa, you're right. You're right. The Mishnah really means to say is not the medvar mamurim kedushas mizbeach versus kedushas bedek abayis, but rather the medvar mamurim kochem mizbeach kishehikdish kedushas aguf legabim mizbeach. Aval kedush shoy kedushas domim legabim mizbeach nasa kemisha kedushu lebedek abayis. And what's the halacha? Hikdish tarnegolus moyalim ba bebeitzasa chamoyrin moyalim ba ubechalava. You're right. The chilek that the Mishnah is coming to say is not a chiluk between Kedushas Mizbeach and Kedushas Bedek Abayis, but rather it's between Kedushas Mizbeach, Kedushas Aguf, and Kedushas Bedek Abayis, or Kachi Bedek Abayis, or Kachi Mizbeach Gufa, where all it is Kedushas Damim, it's not Kedushas Aguf, exhale. So we began the daf talking a little bit about the halacha of Trumas Adeshin. And really, the Trumas Adeshin has come up a few times here in the halachos of Mi'ilah. Is there Mi'ilah on the Trumas Adeshin? What about the Deshin that was on the Tapuach? And now we saw in the beginning of the daf that there's a chilek between the Deshin of the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Deshin of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Deshin of the Menorah. Trumas Adeshin is an anomaly. It's one of the cases in Kachim where it's a Dovash and Nasis Mitzvasai, Umayel and Bosh, Eksuv Mabon Kechet, Shloishik Suv Mabon Kechet. Either way, one of the themes of the last several Gemaras that we learned was the mitzvah of Trumas Adeshin. So just one Chsam Sofer, or two Chsam Sofers, as it relates to the halacha of Trumas Adeshin. But first, it's interesting that the Torah says that who was supposed to take the deshen off the mizbeach, the samay etzal mizbeach, whose job was this? So the pasuk says the kehanim were supposed to do this. The chavis alvavis in Shar Hakniya Perik Vav says that you see from here a tremendous mussar. He says because really, if you think about it, removing the deshen would seem to be a lowly job, right? Really, what you're doing is you're taking the garbage out. That's essentially what it is. And you would have thought that maybe it's something that's not so befitting for the Kohen to do. And still the Torah says that no. The Kohen is supposed to be the one, and he's supposed to take the Deshen, and he's supposed to remove it. Zai, he was supposed to do the Trumas HaDeshen, which means take the Deshen from the Mizbeach, for some Yisrael Mizbeach. And also, when all the Deshen had to be removed from the Tapuach, and Michutz HaMachen, the Kohen was supposed to do the same thing. So you see clearly that even though we would have maybe thought that it's a lowly job, it's still the Torah said that the Kohen is supposed to do it. And says the Chavis Havavis, the reason the Torah did this is to remind the Kohen that even though he's doing the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, and he has this very close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's wearing his Big Day Kohuna, his Big Day Malchus, L'chavoy de L'sefares, but he has to remember, at the end of the day, he's a shuffle. And certainly, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a shuffle. The Lashon of the Chayvus HaVavis, K'may Sha'omer HaKosav Al HaHaroin, Al Gedulas Malosoi, Unbelievable. So this is an avodah in anova. It's an avodah in hachna. This is in Shar HaKnir, Perek Vav, where the Chavos Avava speaks out that the Torah wanted to remind the Haroin that, you know, at the same time, although you're doing the avodah and it's all the chavod of the sefaris, but abyssal anova. And where's the anova? This mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, Itzahas Hadeshen, that was to remind Aharon of his Midas Anava. But I'm going to tell you something fascinating. And that is, the Ramban, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, quotes a Medrash that makes an unbelievable diak in the Psukim in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. So we've been learning Seder Kachim now for a little while. I mean, we literally have a few weeks. It's Zaychalim V'Reyadim until we're going to make a Siyam on Seder Kachim. It's coming up very shortly. And this is an unbelievable diak. And that is, if you go through the entire Parshas Vayikra, whenever the Torah mentions that something had to be done by a kohen, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemar, Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem elav, go tell the kohanim that they have to do this. Never once was Moshe told to instruct the Aharon that he should do the avodah. In fact, whenever the Torah talks about the kohanim, it says v'hekrivu b'nei Aharon ha-kohanim, v'nosnu b'nei Aharon, v'zorku b'nei Aharon. The kohanim are always referred to as the b'nei Aharon. The first time Moshe is told, go talk to Aharon b'chvoide v'yatzmai, as in the kohen gadol, and tell him to do an avodah, as in the beginning of Parashas Tzav. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemer, tzaves Aharon v'ezbonov lemer, soyus teira soyla, hiya oyla. Which mitzvah? The mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, the mitzvah of Etzah Hadeshen. So in the entire Parashas Vayikra, never once was Aharon instructed to do an avodah. Who did the avodah? The Bnei Aharon. Not the Vaviyu, or Lasan Yisamah. It was the Bnei Aharon that was supposed to do the avodah. The first time Aharon is spoken to directly, he's given a direct order from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemer Tzavis Aharon. It's with regards to the mitzvah of the Deshen. The Medrash Shtelzach, why is it that in the entire Sefer Vayikra, there's no mention of Aharon? He's not mentioned until the beginning of Parashat Tzav. The Chasam Sofer in a drasha, and this drasha was given on Parashat Zohar, clearly not in Yom HaTiyoma, and this is in Drush, Tav Kuf Pei Vav, in Tav Kuf Pei Vav, that was the year. But either way, so the Chasam Sofer brings this Medrash, and he says that he saw in the Pirush of the Bali Tosfos on Chumash, another diak. And that is, the Bali Tosfos say that if you count the amount of times that the Bnei Aharon are mentioned in Parashas Vayikra, it's 9 times. Why 9? So nothing is a coincidence. It says that Askein Bali Tosfos, it's connected the 9 times that Aharon's name was mentioned by the Chet Ha'Egel. We know that Aharon played a role in the Chet Ha'Egel, right? The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was not coming down when he said that he was supposed to come down, and there was a big tumult, and the Yidden were not sure. They thought that maybe Moshe had died. And they come to Aharon and they say that we need someone to come and say lanu elohim asher yelchol lefaneinu. Kizem Moshe ish asher helanu meeretz Mitzrayim lo yadanu mehoyolanu. What does Aharon do? Aharon says, go and tell your wives to give their zahav and to give all their jewelry and bring it to me. Vayisparku kolam es nizmei azov asher ba'az name. Vayaviu al Aharon. And what did Aharon do? It's hard to read the psalm. Vayikach miyadim, Aharon took all the jewelry. Vayotzer oisam bacheret. Vayaseo egel masech, and he made an egel. Vayoymru, and then the Yidden all said, Eile Elohecha Yisrael, Asher ha'lucha mi'eretz. This is the God that took us out of Mitzrayim. Vayara Aharon, Aharon saw vayivem mizbeach lefanim. Aharon goes ahead, and now he builds a mizbeach for this egel. Vayikra Aharon, vayoymer chag l'Hashem moch. Vayashkimu mimochras. They wake up the next morning. Vayasu oylois. Vayagishu shlomim. Vayeshev ha'om lecho v'shasay vayakumu l'tzachik. At first glance, it seems like Aharon played a tremendous role in the chet egel. And Poshub Shah, for sure. What the Bali Tosfos are saying is that the reason Aharon's name wasn't mentioned in Parashas Vayikra is connected the role that Aharon played with regards with the Chet Ha'Egel. 9 times it says B'nai Aharon, meaning 9 times it doesn't say Aharon, connected the 9 times that it does say Aharon in Parashas Kisisa, Dvarim Niflah. And really, if you think about it, so Aharon's name is not mentioned anywhere in Parashas Vayikra. Parashas Tzav, you have the mitzvah of the Deshen, which the Chavis Havava says is to remind you of Achna and of Shiflos. Now, all of a sudden, what comes to taking the Deshen out, the Ashpa, so to speak, now all of a sudden, Tzav is Aharon. Now, this already you can tell Aharon. The Oilus, the Shlomim, the Oil of Yoyreds, the Hashem Me'ilus, everything that you have in Parashas Vayikra, now that's all for the Bnei Aharon. Now when it comes to the mitzvah of Dasha, now it's for Aharon. And that's for sure what would seem from the Svarim HaKadoshim. But the Chasam Sofer says, and I quote, V'ani oimer, she'i efshel v'farshel l'gnai. I have a problem taking all this and interpreting this l'gnai as if the Torah is coming to say divrei gnai about Aharon. I don't think that's what's going on. Says the Chasam Sofer, I think the pshat is like this. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtis, Moikot and Daftesam and Aleph, the chol chafotzecha lo yishvuba. There's nothing that compares to Torah. So, for some of Torah connected kulam, when it comes to comparing Torah to other mitzvahs, there's no comparison. The chol chafotzecha, we're talking about cheftzei shomayim. The chol chafotzecha lo yishvuba. Nothing compares to Torah. And the Gemara over there learns a lot of halachas from this idea. Meaning, if someone is at a crossroads, should I learn Torah or should I do a mitzvah? So what are you supposed to do? So there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of how exactly this works. One of the ideas that the Gemara says is that any mitzvah that's efshel lasoisa al yedei acherim, and you can either let someone else do the mitzvah or learn Torah. If, however, it's a mitzvah, you're put in a situation where it's impossible for someone else. You're the only one in the world that could do the mitzvah. So then, even though, but at the same time, you should go ahead and you should do the mitzvah. That's something that the Gemara discusses in Masechtas Maakon. One thing is clear from that Gemara, that if it's a question of learning Torah or doing a mitzvah, avada limra Torah is odd. There's no question that it's better to learn Torah. Narva semachzecha molde, you have a mitzvah. She'i efshel asoysal yodei acherim, im einanili mili, I have no choice. And as a result, this is something you don't have a choice to do. So then the halacha says that you should go ahead and you should do the mitzvah. But really, klapi shmaya galya, it's unfortunate that this is what you had to do. Because you had a closing Gemara to do a mitzvah, you're right, you did the right thing, al pi halacha. But it's not a simen yofa, because really, by you closing the Gemara and doing the mitzvah, you're doing something inferior. Because learning Torah is greater, v'salma Torah k'neged kulam, nothing, even a mitzvah, she'ef shel asoyis l'adei acherim, doesn't really come to Torah. But where it's ef shel asoyis l'adei acherim, you have no choice. Says the Chasam Sofer, with this hakdom, which is really a mefurish Gemara, Masechtas Maakon, you can answer the Tazis Kasha in Simen Reish Nun Aleph. Everyone knows the Gemara. The Gemara is in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Megillah. The Gemara says, Godol Talmud Torah, yoytze me'atzolos nefashes. How do you know that? You know from Mardchai. Because Mardchai was one of the members of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, Sheikh Zira Atar Liyoshna. And then the Purim story happened. And because of the Purim story, Mardchai had to get involved in saving Klal Yisrael. And after the story, at the very, very end of Megillah's Esther, what does the Pasuk say? Va'ish Mardchai, he was rotzui l'roi vechot. Says the Gemara, roi vechot? V'loi kalecha, melamit shepirshim imenu mix the Sanhedrin. There were members of the Sanhedrin that went away from Mardchai. Why? Because Mardchai started getting involved in Atzolos Nefashos. I mean, Mardchai used to be Mardchai Tzadik. He was a member of the Anshei Knesset HaGdol. Now he's involved in Atzolos Nefashos. We learn from here, Godol Talmud Torah, Yoytzeni Atzolos Nefashos. When Mardchai was learning Torah, he was Ratzu L'chol Echav. But when he got involved in Atzolos Nefashos, he was only Ratzu L'roi Vechav. Frank the Taz, Gevald. How do you understand this Gemara? It sounds like from the Gemara, Mardchai did something wrong when he got involved in Atzolos Nefashos. If someone's in the middle of learning and he sees someone drowning, so what, he should say, I'm learning Torah, Salmo Torah, can I get kulam? I'm not going to go save this person's life. It's a chosid shaita. Avada pekuach nefesh is doicha Talmud Torah. What's the shaila? And this wasn't just pekuach nefesh. This is Atzolos Nefashos of all Klal Yisrael. So if that's the case, freak the taz, how could it be a taina on Mardchai? Pirshim imenu mixas Sanhedrin for sure means that they held it was a taina. What, it was a taina? He did what he was supposed to do. What was the shaila? And by the way, this was a mitzvah she'ef shel lasos l'adei acherim. Mardchai, because of his relationship with Esther and because of the political clout that he had an opportunity to save Klal Yisrael where nobody else could have done on it. So if that's the case, how could it be Pirshim Imenu Mitzvah Sanhedrin? Zoktach San Sofer, the Pshat is Pashit. Avada, no one had a taina on Mardchai for what he did. It was Pashit. It was understood 100% Mardchai did the right thing. It was a mitzvah she'ef shel asoyis l'adei acherim. It's a gemara ma'ikot and daf tes. It's common sense. Avada, Mardchai did what he was supposed to do. But you know what? They had a taina. The Chachamim got together and they said, what's Pshat? That the Eibishtu was Mesaviv. That Mardchai HaTzadik should be the one that should leave Beis Med and he should have to get involved in Atzolos Nefashos. What's the pshat? It's mashma that maybe Mardchai's Torah isn't as chaviv by the Eibishter. Maybe like some of the other members of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Why wasn't it Daniel? Why wasn't it Hanani, Mishael, Vazari? Other members of Anshei Nesach Doyle that might have been alive at that time. Why Mordechai? Weißt du es? That Mordechai, the Eibishter Kaviyochel, this is what Chassam Sofer says, was willing to be Mevater. And let Mordechai get involved in Atzolos Nefashos. Again, it's very hard to say this, but I'm telling what Chassam Sofer says. So Zog to Chassam Sofer, that's where the Anshei Nesach Doyle swore. And that's why he was only Ratzel Lorev Echad. Not because of what Mordechai did. What he did was 100% Oiska Halton. But why did the Hashkacha fear sich that Mordechai should be the one who's in a position where he has this mitzvah, Sheev Shalah Soysai Adei Acherim, and he has to walk away from the Gemara? Mamish Dvarim Neflam. Azoy Zok Deheilig Chassam Sofer. Says the Chassam Sofer, like this. The Kohanim did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And when they did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it came with an invoice. You know what the invoice is? They had to close the Gemara. They couldn't learn. Because how can you do the Avodah and be learning at the same time? To be very focused when you're doing the Avodah. And as gvaldig as the Avodah was, and as chashuv as it was, but at the same time, kol chafetz, nothing compares to Torah. It wasn't on the same Madrega. In Parashas Vayikra, when the Eibishter gave the mitzvah of the Karbonos, so there was a shayla. Who should Hashem tell Moshe should do the Avodah? Who should bring the oila? Who should bring the chatas? Who should bring the shlomim? Who should bring the oil of the yayin? Who should bring all the ashamos? Who should be the one that's going to bring the toyrim and the bnei yayinah? Who should bring it? Should Aharon do it? Or should the bnei Aharon do it? The Ibshah didn't want Aharon to do it. You know why? The Ibshah wants Aharon to learn Torah. Because Aharon's Torah was so chaviv by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Favazol Aharon famach in the Gemara. So the Ibshah said, this is a mitzvah she'efshah lasas layideh Aharon. Aharon doesn't have to do it. Let the bnei Aharon do it. So instead of telling Aharon to do it, Hashem gave it to the Bnei Aharon. And that's why the Bnei Aharon were told again and again and again. It was only the beginning of Parashat Tzav. There's a mitzvah of Chumas Hadeshen. What's the punchline of Chumas Hadeshen? It's the Chavos Chavavos. It's to bring a person l'day anova. This was already a mitzvah. She'ef shel asoy l'day acher. He says, because if the idea of Deshen was abyssal shiflus, abyssal hachna, avek nemen from the gavus alev, Aharon needed that more than anybody because he was the kind God. He's the kind of God Umeyecha. And there already was a beginner of a mitzvah she'ef shel asoy l'day acher. And that's why you already tzavis Aharon was born of Lehman. But you want to know why it says Bnei Aharon again and again and again, 9 times. You want to know why it's not Aharon, because Aharon's learning Torah. And Aharon's Torah is so chavav by the Eibishter. So the Eibishter doesn't want Aharon to do it. The Bnei Aharon, yeah, they can do the Avodah. There's no choice. Someone has to do it. Let the Bnei Aharon do it. But Aharon's Torah is too chavav. And because Aharon's Torah is too chavav, it's for that reason the Eibishter didn't want Aharon to. Why was Aharon's Torah so chavav? What made his Torah so chaviv? Zok Techsam Sofer, I'm going to tell you why. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Sefer Malachi. The pasuk says, regarding Aharon HaKoyen, Torah's emes oisa befil, va'avlo loy nimtso besfasov, b'sholoim uvemishar hol achiti, v'rabim heshev me'avon. This is mamish dvarim leflam. Torah's emes oisa befil, va'avlo loy nimtso besfasov, tumar Aharon HaKoyen. So the truth is, if you'd ask me, if you're going to quote this pasuk to bring out that Aharon's Torah was more chashuv, you probably quote the beginning of the pasuk. That's certainly what it sounds like. And if you take a look at the Chassam Sofer and Torah's Moshe Parashat Tzav, he says me'ein what he says in this drasha Parashat Zachar Tav Kuf Beivav, and it sounds a little like he means the beginning of the pasuk, but in the drasha he doesn't mean the beginning of the pasuk. It's clear. The Chassam Sofer says, you know what made Aharon's Torah so chashuv? The end of the pasuk. V'rabim heshev me'avon. When Aharon learned Torah, he wasn't just learning Torah for himself. It was v'rabim heshev me'avon. Aharon HaKoyen was oyev shalom v'roidev shalom. He was oyev esabriyos u'mekarvim l'Torah. There's a yalkut shemoyni on that pasuk, v'rabim heshev me'avon. Zok the yalkut. What does it mean, v'rabim heshev me'avon? It means that Aharon HaKoyen was heshev poishim l'Torah. How did he do that? Ramei Roimer. Ma tamal Rabbi Heshem Yovin. Malam Choy Aharon Mahalich. Aharon would go around and poga by Adam Ra. If Aharon saw an Adam Ra, a Rasha, or he saw a Rasha, Nasan Loishela Shalom, he would go over to him and he would give him Shalom Aleichem.
L'macha, the next day, Bikesh Oysa Ish Leilich V'Lavra Aver. The next day, this Yid wants to do an Aver. Omar, he says, Oyli, he says, how could I do Aver? Ech Eso Einai, the Ere Saharin, Boishti Mimeru, Shanosan Lisholim. I'm going to do an Aver. You know who I am? Aharon HaKoyin gave me as Avar in the Greece. He gave me such a Baruch Abba. The next time I'm going to see Aharon again, he's going to give me a Sholom Aleichem. I'm not going to be able to look him in the eye. What am I going to do? Nimtza Oysa Ish Nimna Mileilich V'Lavra Aver. The Chen Shnei Bnei Adam Shasu Mariva Zemzeh. Right, the end of the Alka, we know. Two people in a fight, and Aharon would go. He was an Oyev Shalom, Veroyev Shalom. Adol Dechsev, Verabim Heshiv Meyavai. Aharon HaKoyim, when he learned Torah, the Tachlis was to teach, but not just to teach. Verabim Heshiv Meyavai, this was the greatest Kirov program, hashtag Lakewood Fellowships of all time. This is what Aharon was doing. This is Verabim Heshiv Meyavai. Because of the idea of Verabim Heshiv Meyavai, his Torah was more chav. So what's that to do with the Chet HaEgel? What does that have to do with the Chet HaEgel? So we could do the longer version, we could do the abridged version. We'll do the abridged version, but really, in order to fully understand, you have to know another Chassam Sofer. It doesn't quote, you have to know another Chassam Sofer. And this Chassam Sofer is in Parshas Kisisa, where he talks about, so what went on? Aharon HaKoyin sees that the Yidden, they want to bring they're very worried about what's going on. So what does Aharon do? He says, bring the jewelry, machanego, vayivem is beach. I mean, what's going on? So that means the Gemara asks the Kasha. I mean, you knew that this is not something that this was asked before the Chassam Sofer's times. So the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin Dav Zayin Amud Aleph asks the Kasha, and the Gemara says like this, what happened was, Aharon saw Chur Shezavuach Lefanov. Chur was trying to get in the way of the Yidden. He was trying to give them Moses, Rabbeisa, calm down, Moshe's coming, we're off by a few hours, it's all going to work itself out. And you know what they did to Chor? They killed Chor. Amar. So Aharon said, Avdu likud avdu b'chor. If I try to get in their way and give them another Musa Shmuz, they're going to kill me the same way they killed Chor. And you know what's going to happen if they kill me? Umekayim bi im yehorig ba mikdash Hashem koyim v'navi. Rashi says Aharon was a koyim and Aharon was also a navi. So if they kill me, it's going to be koyim v'navi. V'leihavalu takanta lo'ilam. And Aharon knew in the ilamis that if he would get killed, it would mean there's no takana. See, he said, mutav de lehavdu le'egel. Let them better worship an eagle, because as terrible as that is, efshahavalu takanta b'tshuva. At the very least, they'll do tshuva. Oh, b'freik t'chsam soif, he says, one problem I have with this. You know what the problem is? Aharon himself built the mizbeach. Aharon seemed to have been Aharon himself was involved in the Chet HaEgel. You can make cheshbonos for Klal Yisrael, but what gives you a right to go be Oved Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is Yehorog Aval Yavar. Avodah Zarah is the worst thing in the world. How did Aharon have the right to do that? And Chassam Sofer says a dover nifla adlamoy. This requires cheshbonos, not the last 4 minutes of a raid bite. This is something that you have to think about. But says the Chassam Sofer something unbelievable. He quotes the Chavis HaVavis. The Chavis HaVavis says that you want to know the ultimate litmus test of where a person stands in terms of his Avodah Hashem. He says, if they would be megala to someone, that if you do a mitzvah, you're going to get punished. And if you do an avera, you're going to get gevaldig. So you have a dream and they come to you and they tell you, you do a mitzvah, it's terrible. You do averas, it's not shy. You have to be roiv averas, not roiv mitzvahs. That's what you have to be yotze zakelid. So what's a person going to do? So he said, most people probably do averus, right? I mean, it sounds like an easy question, right? Zok the Chavis HaVavis, the real chassid, this is in Shara Havas Hashem. He says, the real chassid says that no. Afal Pikein, I know what the Eibishter really wants. Achrei sheyodati, Loshon Chavis HaVavis, sheritzoyim koini, hu lasois mitzvah, v'lasois ritzoyim chalekai chafatzti, that's what I'm going to do, what the Eibishter really wants. I know the Eibishter wants me to do mitzvahs, I know the Eibishter doesn't want me to do lavin. This is all a shtick, it's a game to try to throw me off. But at the end of the day, this is the ultimate altiyu kavodim ha'masham shenetz ha'rav ha'manas t'kavu pras. Here your mom is, you're going into a suicide mission, you know you're going to get punished for it. But the real Oyev Es Hashem doesn't care about Tzchai, doesn't care at all. It's 100% about the Rebbeinu Shloim. And the Chavis HaVavis says, Adav Nifli, he says, that's real Mesiris Nefesh. He says, we talk about Mesiris Nefesh. So a person gives up his life at Eivish, he jumps into a fire, he's gazed in Auschwitz. That's Mesiris Nefesh, right? That's Mesiris. He says, yeah, it is. But really, more accurate, Mesiris HaGuf. It's not a serious nefesh. This person is being moise nefesh because he's giving up his oilam haba. He's giving up his Gan Eden because he was told that if he does mitzvahs, he's going to Gan Eden. He says, the Chavis HaVavis, this is the real mysterious nefesh. Zok the Chassam Sofer, that really, v'lechairah, he says, maimer zehu maimer bottle. He says, it's a maimer bottle. It's cute, but it's a maimer bottle. Where are you going with this? At the end of the day, it's not the way it is. But the Chavis HaVavis doesn't say a maimer bottle. The Chavis HaVavis said something, it means it was written for a purpose. purpose, right? The Magid told the Bais Yosef that he should have a Seder Chagel Savavas. I heard this from Matzio once. Mashkiach, he said that Rebbe Yelapian, his Rebbe, when he would say over a big Chiddush from the Chagel Savavas, he would always give this Akdama. He says, when Mazok Dibbe Fana Sefer, you have to tell the Oilam a little who you're saying over from, right? Not all Mechabri Svarim are the same. So he would say from the Chagel Savavas, a big Chiddush, he would say, before I tell you the Chiddush, Achvil Ibechazim, where's given the Chagel Savavas? It got an Askoma from the Evishta. Because the Malach told the Beis Yosef that he should have a Seder Kavu on Chayvus Havavus. So that's what the Chayvus Havavus was. Now we're going to tell you a Chid. So obviously this can't be a Maimah Batal. Zokhtach Sam Soifer, this was Mamash Aharon. Aharon knew that if he was going to build a Mizbeach and he was going to get involved in the Chet Egel, it meant he was going to be over on the Isra Avodah Zarah. And we just learned Masechtas Krisus. Avodah Zarah is he kores by Mazet, he kores by Mabah. He gave up everything. It was a suicide mission for Aharon. He really gave up everything, 100%. But he did it anyways, because Lasis Ritzoin Chalakai Chafatzti. I'm willing to give it all away so to save Klai Yisrael. The Rabbim Heshem Yavin, this was the ultimate expression of a Rabbim Heshem Yavin. Zochtach Sam Soifer, why was Aharon Zoicha to be the ultimate Mekarev? What did he do to be Zoicha to this? Moshe didn't have it. Aharon had a Rizik Asiyata Deshmaya, that his Torah was the Rabbim Heshem Yavin. He had to have the deserved it. Didn't just get it bechinam. It was because of his role that he played in the Chet Egel. Not the Gnai, Chas v'Shalom, just the opposite. It was his Mesiras Nefesh in the Chet Egel. He gave himself up for Klal Yisrael 100%. It was not about him at all. It was 100% about Klal Yisrael. Because of that, he was Zoicha that his Torah was V'Rabim Heshem Yavim. But because his Torah was V'Rabim Heshem Yavim, that's why his Torah was more Chashiv. And that's why Klapi Shmaya Galyo Vayedaber Hashem Al Moshe Lemer Tzav Es Bnei Aharon Es Bnei Aharon Es Bnei Aharon. Oh, when it comes to the Trumas HaDeshen, okay, this is a mitzvah Shiev Shalai. Even Aharon needs this. Let Aharon take the Deshen out. But the Karbonis, what? Let Aharon learn Torah. What about the other Kehanim? Aharon's Torah is more Chaviv. Why is Aharon's Torah more Chaviv? Because V'Rabim Heshem Yav. You know what Aharon's doing with his Torah? What Aharon's doing with his Torah is he's teaching Torah, he's being Makariv Yid, and he's bringing people closer to Hashem. That's a different Madreig of Torah. And because that's a different Madreig of Torah, it's more Chaviv by the Eibishter. And it's for that reason Aharon's Torah is the Torah that the Eibishter wants more, and that's why Aharon should be the one that's learning, just to be Messiah with one Aura. So I was thinking that maybe that's Pshat. The Mishnah says, and we've spoken out many times from the Ksav Sofer that the Ksav Sofer asks, why does he have to be Zoicha Lilmoid? Atlantach. You're sitting by a shtender with your Chavrusa, you're ready to go. It's called Zoicha Lilmoid. He's learning anyways. Why does he have to be Zoicha Lilmoid? Could be, because when a person's loymed amanas lamed, and his kavon of his learning is v'rabim heshem meyavon, then klape shmaya, when there's a cheshbon of someone has to be mevatel Torah, whose Torah are we mevatel? Not the person who's a loymed amanas lamed. It's called a loymed amanas lamed, like a lil might. Because then in the oilama, the cheshbon is not going to be, no, him we're going to let learn, because he's a loymed amanas lamed. Someone not, so called a loymed amanas lamed, like a lil might, because his Torah will be the Torah that won't be